Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this hot, I mean hot, Monday in Oklahoma. It's about, what, 95 degrees outside? I'm sure the high today was about 97. Man, it's hot. But I'm enjoying the weather. I like the hot weather better than the cold weather. But I am ready to talk sports with you. I have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100, DukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Moe's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Also, don't forget you can listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But, again, we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk a lot of college football. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. But let's start with, before we start with college football, we can talk Big Brother as well. The season finale is Wednesday, so I'm going to go with Nicole winning. I picked James to start, and he has a chance, but I'm going to go with Nicole. I think she's going to find a way to win. I'm hoping Paul does not win. Like I said, I know Paul is popular among a lot of people, but I think Paul is a yard bird. I'm just letting you know, friendship and all that stuff. Wow. Now, never cared. I like when he says that. That's pretty cool. But everything else, no, he's a yard bird. So there you go on that. I might have on my next show on Friday, I might have a review for you for the Magnificent Seven. So I'm thinking about watching that on Friday. So you want to definitely keep it locked on Moe's Sports Talk. But let's turn our attention back to sports and let's talk some college football. And let's start with the state schools and let's start with the University of Oklahoma. They took on Ohio State on Saturday, and Ohio State whipped Oklahoma. I was wrong on this one. I had a horrible, horrible weekend of picks, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But a game I was definitely wrong about, Ohio State whipped Oklahoma 45-24. JT Barrett threw for 152 yards and four touchdowns. So he only threw for 152 yards, but it was really efficient. Noah Brown had 72 yards receiving. He caught all four touchdown passes, and that last touchdown pass was just amazing. The one he caught on the guy's back, that was a big time with one hand. That was one of the best catches I've seen in a long time. Mike Weber, he rushed for 123 yards. Curtis Samuel had 98 yards rushing in a touchdown. They rushed for almost 300 yards. Just domination up front. Speed kills. That's what speed kills. I mean, my goodness, that was impressive. Ohio State had all the speed, and, man, that was really impressive. They were plus 11 in minutes and time of possession. Again, they did a great job of running the football. And OU's defensive line just doesn't have enough playmakers on it. Just not, but speed kills. I mean, their ability to get to the edge was just really tough on the OU defense. And when we look at OU, Baker Mayfield, he threw for 226 yards, two touchdowns, but two interceptions. He has to make better decisions with the football. And also, he's trying to make plays that aren't there. You can't blame him for trying to make a play, but sometimes you just have to throw the ball out of bounds and live to the next play. He's trying to force plays that just aren't there, and he's just not playing well. He's not playing up to his capability. He has to get some things figured out during this bye week. Joe Mixon had 78 yards on the ground. I think I would like to know you often to get him some more touches. I know Samaje Perine is big time, but you had to find a way to get Joe Mixon the ball more in space. He did have that kickoff return for a touchdown. It shouldn't have been a touchdown because he dropped the ball before he went to the end zone. What's up with all these guys dropping the ball before they go in the end zone? It makes no sense. I mean, just look down, make sure you cross into the end zone, and then drop the ball. That's fine, but why are you dropping the ball before you cross the end zone? I've seen that three times. It makes no sense. I mean, that's just dumb. It makes no sense. It's just not using your noggin. So, but anyway, A.D. Miller, he had a nice game for OU. He had 72 yards receiving and a touchdown, but red zone efficiency was a big issue for OU. They did a pretty good job of moving the football, but when they got in the red zone, they settled for field goals, and in the opening drive, they missed a 27-yard field goal. You can't do that against a team like Ohio State. You have to, when you're in the red zone, you have to score touchdowns. And they didn't score touchdowns. Give credit to the Ohio State defense for holding the OU out of the end zone, but the red zone efficiency just wasn't there for OU. And again, the defense was poor, especially the secondary. That corner opposite of Jordan Thomas has been an issue all season long. They need to get that figured out. Someone's going to have to step up. And also, again, they have to get more pressure on the opposing team's quarterback. They're just not getting enough push up front, and the special teams just weren't special. I mean, they had issues with the special teams. They have to get a lot of things figured out. OU still in the top 25 somehow. I don't know how they're still in the top 25. They still have a chance to win the Big 12 if they win the rest of their games, but they have to get a lot of things figured out during this bye week. Defensively, offensively, the offensive line, Baker Mayfield has to play better. They have to do a better job of running the football. They have to do a better job of getting their playmakers the ball in space. The secondary has to be better. I mean, the linebackers have to be better. They have a lot of issues. So this bye week comes at a perfect time for OU. Let's see if they can get things figured out. But that was ugly. Like I said, I picked OU to win, and I went against Joe Public, and I was wrong on that one. I mean, Ohio State was impressive. They definitely look like one of the top teams in the nation. There's no doubt about that. Also on Saturday, Oklahoma State, they took on Pittsburgh, and they beat Pittsburgh 45-38. Mason Rudolph was 26-46. Not a high completion rate, but he threw for 540 yards and two touchdowns. They did a great job of getting James Washington more involved in the offense. He had 296 yards receiving and two touchdowns. I told you on Friday showed that Oklahoma State needed to get James Washington more involved in the offense, and they did that. And that was a big key in them getting the victory. They took advantage of Pittsburgh's poor pass defense, and they got the job done. Rennie Childs had 101 yards on the ground and four touchdowns. They had 640 total yards of offense. OSU's defense gave up almost 300 yards on the ground, but Pittsburgh was only 4 of 18 on third down. So give credit to Oklahoma State's defense for getting off the field on third downs. That was a big key in them getting a victory. And what kept Pittsburgh in the game were the two fumbles that Oklahoma State had that Pittsburgh turned into touchdowns. That was big, so they're going to have to, going forward in these big games that Oklahoma State has coming up, they have to avoid the turnovers. But also, again, give credit to Oklahoma State offensively for exploding the Pittsburgh pass defense. That was a big key in them getting a victory. They hit some big pass plays, and they got the job done. For Pittsburgh, Nathan Peterman, had 237 yards passing. He had a touchdown and interception. James Conner had 111 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Quandre Henderson had 95 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. But again, the Pittsburgh defense gave up way too many big pass plays. And that was the difference in the football game. And also that interception at the end of the game by Ramon Richards. You know, there was a big delay in both the OU and the OSU games. But give credit to Oklahoma State for hanging in there and getting the job done and getting that victory. So that was a much-needed victory for Oklahoma State after that loss to Central Michigan, how that game ended, to get emotionally up for this Pittsburgh game against a good Pittsburgh team and find a way to get the job done and get a victory. That was big for Oklahoma State as they moved to 2-1 heading into a Big 12 play. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, we'd love to hear from you. We can talk college football. We can talk NFL. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to play some music from Ariana Grande. When we come back, we're going to talk some more college football. We'll talk about the national scene in college football. We'll do all that next on Mo Sports.
Okay, this one for my got the top spot title. Spent the hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo. On the moon, Mooney's genies in a bottle. Girl, if they already got you,
boy, you made me feel
you.
So lucky. Finally the stars are right. Never has it been so easy to be alive. And together this all of mine. You
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's talk some more college football. And again, my picks were horrible. I went 2-3 in my straight up picks in college, and I went 2-5 against the spread. But I'm 13-9 overall for the season, but 2-5 against the spread, that's horrible. I have to do better than that. That's below mediocre right there. But let's talk about some of the games that took place on Saturday nationally. Louisville, I was really shocked on this one. Louisville destroyed Florida State 63-20. I could see Louisville winning, even though I thought Florida State was going to win and cover that 2.5-point spread, but this was no contest. This was a big-time performance by Louisville. Lamar Jackson, he was 13-20 passing for 216 yards. He had a touchdown by interception. He rushed for 146 yards and 4 touchdowns. And we talked about this on Friday's show. I said Florida State needed to take something away from Lamar Jackson. They did. They took nothing away from Lamar Jackson. Brandon Radcliffe, I thought Florida State's defense needed to either make him a runner or make him a passer, but he couldn't do both. He did both, and he did both really well. Brandon Radcliffe had 118 yards on the ground and a touchdown. James Quick had 122 yards receiving. Louisville had 530 total yards of offense. So they had a lot more success offensively than I thought they would have, but the defense was, to me, the big thing for Louisville. They came up with 6 sacks, and they held Florida State to 284 total yards of offense. That was impressive. I thought this game would be a shootout, but the only one who was doing shooting was Louisville. DeAndre Francois, he only had 101 yards passing, a touchdown, and an interception. His offensive line did a horrible job blocking for him, and they had no, they couldn't run the ball either. Dalvin Cook only had 54 yards rushing. So right now, Lamar Jackson has to be the Heisman Trophy favorite right now at this moment. They still have some big games. In a couple of weeks, they play at Clemson, and they still have to go to Houston. But right now, Louisville is hitting on all cylinders. If their defense can play like that, Louisville's going to be in the Final Four. There's no doubt in my mind if their defense can continue, if they can play like that. I really thought Florida State was going to take advantage of the Louisville defense. That did not happen. So really impressive win for Louisville. They move up to number 3 in the AP college football poll. TCU, they did beat Iowa State 41-20. I thought they would cover the 22-point spread. I missed that one by a point. That's why I do not gamble, folks. I would be very upset right now if I had put money on this game. And TCU, they missed covering by a point. Kenny Hill threw for 219 yards in the touchdown. He rushed for another score. Cal Hicks had 117 yards on the ground and also a touchdown as well. So TCU gets a win, but they did not cover, so I was wrong on that one. Another game that really shocked me, North Dakota State, they stunned Iowa in Iowa 23-21. King Fraser had 99 yards on the ground and a touchdown. They rushed for 279 yards against Iowa's defense. That's impressive. C.J. Beathard had 152 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, but it did have an interception, and Iowa could not get their ground game started. They only rushed for 34 yards. And again, to me, some football as simple. Obviously, it comes down to who wins the turnover battle, but also it comes down to can you run the football and can you stop the run? North Dakota State, they ran the football effectively, and they stopped the run, and they got the victory in beating Iowa on a last-second field goal. Also, the one game I was right about, I told you Alabama would win, but Ole Miss would cover the spread. I was exactly right on that one. Alabama holds on to beat Ole Miss 48-43. Jalen Hurts threw for 158 yards. He also rushed for 146 yards. Damian Harris had 144 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Oh, Jalen Hurts also had a touchdown pass to Calvin Ridley, by the way. And Alabama rushed for 334 yards, but the reason why Alabama won this game, they scored 2 defensive touchdowns, and they also had a punt return for a touchdown as well. Their offensive line did a better job in the second half. I was really impressed with the Ole Miss defensive line in the first half. I thought Alabama did a better job of controlling the line of scrimmage in the second half. Chad Kelly threw for 421 yards and 3 touchdowns, but did have an interception, and 2 turnovers were really costly for Ole Miss. And again, Alabama turned those into touchdowns, and you can't have those turnovers against Alabama. So a nice win there for Alabama, big time road win for the Crimson Tide. Also on Saturday, Michigan, they get past Colorado. I thought they would cover that 21-point spread. They won by 17, winning 45-28. Wilton Speet threw for 229 yards and a touchdown. Devin Smith had 87 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Michigan rushed for 168 yards, and they held Colorado to 64 yards rushing. Again, can you run the football? Can you stop the run? Jabril Preppers also had a big punt return for a touchdown. The quarterback for Colorado, Sefo Lafu, I think I pronounced his name right, he threw for 246 yards and three touchdowns in the loss. So you can definitely tell Colorado's improved, but Michigan got the job done late. Nebraska, they stunned Oregon, beating them 35-32. Tommy Armstrong, he was only 13-33 passing, but he threw for 200 yards and three touchdowns. He rushed for another score. Nebraska held Oregon to 146 yards passing. Oregon did rush for over 300 yards in the game. But they kind of hurt themselves by keeping on going for 2 points. Those 2-point conversions and not getting them, that definitely hurt Oregon. So a nice win there for Nebraska. And Devin Allen, he's out for the rest of the year. I believe he had a torn ACL, so that's a big injury there for Oregon. A game I was right on the money about, I told you Kansas State would usually cover the 19-point spread against Florida Atlantic. They whipped Florida Atlantic 63-7. Winston Dimmel had four touchdowns on the ground. They rushed for over 30 yards, and Florida Atlantic only had 211 total yards of offense, so a nice win there for Kansas State. A game I was wrong about, I told you Tennessee would beat I didn't pick this game, but a game that kind of shocked me that was this close. Tennessee beat Ohio 28-19. Joshua Dobbs threw for 203 yards and two touchdowns. They have an interception, but he rushed for a touchdown as well. They rushed for over 200 yards, but they held Ohio to 88 yards rushing. But a big news in that game, Cam Sutton, Tennessee's best cover corner, suffered a broken bone in his foot. It looks like he'll probably be out for the rest of the year. At least he's going to miss a significant time. So that's definitely going to hurt Tennessee going forward. Sad to see that happen to Cam Sutton. We'll talk more about the Florida game coming up on my next show on Friday. But Florida's going to be without their starting quarterback. So I still believe Tennessee needs to beat Florida at home. They still need to find a way to beat Florida. Now, Florida's defense is big time, but Tennessee has to find a way to beat Florida. We'll talk more about that on my next show on Friday. Also, a game I was way, way wrong about. I really thought Notre Dame was going to beat down Michigan State. That did not happen. Michigan State, they held on to beat Notre Dame 36-28. They were up 36-7 in this game. Tyler O'Connor, he threw for 241 yards and two touchdowns. Did have an interception, but Michigan State dominated on the ground. Gerald Holmes had 100 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. They rushed for 260 yards, and they held Notre Dame to 57 yards rushing in the game. They dominated on both lines of scrimmage, especially through the first three quarters, I would say. The Notre Dame started to pick it up. DeShone Kizer was 26-37. He threw for 344 yards and two touchdowns. He also had an interception, but he rushed for two touchdowns. But Notre Dame had three turnovers. And, again, Michigan State was 9 of 18 on third down. So they really dominated up front, especially in that first half. They really pushed Notre Dame around. So a nice win there for Michigan State. You always count out Michigan State, and they're always right there. They just reload, and they dominate on both lines of scrimmage. And that's what they did on Saturday night. And then finally, California upset Texas 50-43. Where is the defense in the Big 12? I don't know which team is the best in the Big 12. It's just wide open in the Big 12. All the teams want to score, but none of them really want to play defense. It's really wide open between Texas, TCU, Baylor, Oklahoma State, OU. All the teams have a chance to win the Big 12. So we'll see how that goes. But, someone came after me on Twitter saying, "Hey, look, our Longhorns are a top 10 team." Yeah, okay. Their offense might be top 10, but their defense really is not. So that's my thoughts on that. Right now, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll talk NFL. We'll talk also Major League Baseball as well. After we listen to my sad music, because my college football picks did not go well. So listen to my sad music. We'll come back. We'll talk NFL and Major League Baseball. We'll do all that next on Moe's Sports Talk. Oh, That's how I felt about my college football picks. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Have to do better this week. But I did, in the NFL, I went 3-1 in my picks that I gave you on Friday. So I'm 5-3 so far in the NFL season with the picks we've gone over on the show. So that's much better. But still, let's talk about some of these games that took place on Sunday in the National Football League. Dallas, they came back to beat Washington 27-23. Dak Prescott threw for 292 yards. He also rushed for a touchdown. He's just really efficient. He's not turning the ball over. He's making the plays that are there. He's not trying to do too much. And he's pretty accurate as well. So he's playing really some good football for Dallas. Ezekiel Elliott had 83 yards on the ground and a touchdown. He did have some fumble issues. Dez Bryant had 102 yards receiving. The Dallas defense held Washington to just 82 yards rushing. So that was a nice job by the Dallas defense. Kirk Cousins, he threw for 364 yards in a score, but the interception that he had in the red zone was just terrible. That was a terrible interception that he threw in the red zone. That was not good at all. I believe he threw one touchdown. Let me see if I remember correctly here, because they had a lot of field goals. But anyway, he missed a lot of throws, and again, that interception in the end zone was just terrible. That was just a poor decision there by Kirk Cousins. And again, settling for field goals in the red zone efficiency. Just too many times Washington was in Dallas territory, and they were forced to settle for field goals, and that led to Dallas getting the victory in that football game. Nice win there for the Dallas Cowboys. I really thought Washington was going to find a way to win at home. That did not happen. And again, Kirk, he missed throws. And again, that interception in the red zone, I have to go back to that. That was a horrible decision. Horrible decision. Also on Sunday, Houston, they beat Kansas City 19-12. Brock Osweiler threw for 268 yards and a touchdown. He did have two interceptions, but his wide receivers made some big plays for him. DeAndre Hopkins had 113 yards receiving in a touchdown. Will Fuller had 104 yards. Houston's defense, they came up with four sacks. They played some excellent defense, did a great job of getting pressure on Alex Smith. Alex Smith only threw for 186 yards, and they only had 291 total yards of offense. So give credit to that Houston defense. They played really well, and they got a nice victory at home over Kansas City. Kansas City so far this year has not played up to their expectation. They definitely need to pick it up. It'll help when Jamaal Charles gets back in the lineup, but their offense has looked really, really poor. They definitely need to pick it up. I told you Pittsburgh would beat Cincinnati, and they hung on to beat Cincinnati 24-16. Ben Roethlisberger, he didn't have a great game. He was only 19-37. He threw for 259 yards and three touchdowns, but he had two interceptions as well. But D'Angelo Williams had 94 yards on the ground. He caught a touchdown, and Pittsburgh's defense did a great job. They held A.J. Green to just 38 yards receiving, and also they did a great job with their run defense as well. The Bengals only had 46 rushing yards. Andy Dalton was only 31-54 for 366 yards and a touchdown. Giovanni Bernard had nine catches for 100 yards and a touchdown. But again, give credit to that Pittsburgh defense. They did a great job of stopping the run and making Cincinnati one-dimensional and getting the victory in that one. I told you my 49ers would lose to Carolina. I was right. Unfortunately, the Carolina Panthers whipped my 49ers 46-27. Cam Newton threw for 354 yards and four touchdowns. Did have an interception, but Fodacy Whitaker, he had 120 total yards of offense, and Greg Olsen had a big game. He had 123 yards receiving and a touchdown. Calvin Benjamin had 108 yards and two touchdowns. They had 529 total yards of offense in that game. Blaine Gabbert did not play well at all for the 49ers. He was only 17-36. He threw for 243 yards, two touchdowns, but two interceptions. He also rushed for another score. But you can tell that the 49ers are improved. There's no doubt about that, especially the offense, but they still have a long ways to go. And also, the 49ers only rushed for 65 yards in the football game. So everyone was excited about how the 49ers played against the Rams, and we'll talk about the Rams in a minute, but to me, that was fool's gold. Yeah, the 49ers have improved on both lines of scrimmage, but they're still nowhere close to being a playoff team right now. They have to get more talent on both sides of the football going forward. But their offense has definitely improved under Chip Kelly, so that's a good thing to see. But they have to get some more talented playmakers on the outside. They have to get some better talented wide routes. They have to get some more explosive playmakers, I should say, offensively, if they want to make the playoffs. But talking about the Rams, I was shocked that they beat the Seahawks 9-3, and definitely a defensive struggle. If you had told me that that Rams team, as bad as they looked on Monday night, would beat the Seahawks, I would have said you're crazy. And they got the job done, winning 9-3. Case Keenum only threw for 239 yards. The Rams defense was big time. They held Seattle to just 67 rushing yards, and again, we'll talk about that in a minute, but give credit to that that front seven for the Rams. They played really well. Russell Wilson only threw for 254 yards, but the offensive line has a lot of issues for Seattle. They have to do a better job of blocking. They have to do a better job of run blocking. They have to do a better job of pass blocking. Also, Seattle shot themselves in the foot. They had 114 yards in penalties, so they have some issues that they need to get ironed out, because the Seahawks defense is playing real well. They're only giving up 9 points in two games. They've given up 9 points in each game. They haven't given up a touchdown yet, but the offense is not doing their job. They have to do a better job. They suffered some injuries as well. Doug Baldwin suffered an injury as well. But a nice win there for the Rams in their first game in L.A. Denver, they beat Indianapolis 34-20. Trevor Siemian threw 22 of 33 passing, threw for 266 yards and intercepted. But he made some big throws, especially late when Denver had to have some first downs. C.J. Anderson has 74 yards on the ground and a touchdown. But the story was the Broncos' defense, as always. They scored touchdowns on a fumble return for a touchdown, also an interception return for a touchdown by Tlaib. And they also had 5 sacks. That Broncos defense is big time. That's going to keep them in every game. Is their defense. Their defense is big time. Andrew Luck was only 21 of 46 passing. He threw for 197 yards, so less than 200. A TD interception. That turnover was costly. Obviously, he had the fumble that was returned for a touchdown. Also, the interception that was returned for a touchdown. And, again, the Colts offensive line had some issues. And they only had 253 total yards of offense. So, a good win there for Denver at home. And talking about a good win, the Vikings, I was wrong on this one. I thought the Packers would beat the Vikings. The Vikings beat the Packers 17-14. Sam Bradford played really well. Oklahoma's own Sam Bradford. He was 22 of 30 passing, 286 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He played really well. He definitely had a big time chemistry with Stephon Diggs, who had 182 yards receiving and a touchdown. Adrian Peterson did get hurt. He only had 19 yards rushing, but it's a torn meniscus. So we'll see how much time he misses. But the Vikings defense played really well. Did a great job of getting pressure on Aaron Rodgers. The Vikings defense is big time as well. Aaron Rodgers was only 20 of 36 passing. He threw for 213 yards, a touchdown, interception. He also rushed for a touchdown. Jordy Nelson had 73 yards receiving and a touchdown. So that's a nice sight for Packers fans. But the offensive line has some issues. They have to do a better job of blocking up front. If the Packers are going to make a deep run this year, they're going to have any chance of making the playoffs. The offensive line has to pick it up, so we'll see if they can get that done. We can also talk Major League Baseball. I'm not too happy about my Yankees getting swept by the Red Sox this weekend. The Yankees, they took leads in most of the games, and they still found a way to lose. The Red Sox offense is dynamic. Mookie Betts, Xavier Bogaerts, Hanley Ramirez, Jackie Bradley Jr., obviously David Ortiz is playing really well. But the Yankees are 4 games back now, the wild card. Up next for them is a Tampa Bay team who's playing really well. So we'll see if the Yankees can make up some ground on the Blue Jays or the Orioles. It will not be easy. And the American League wild card, again, Baltimore's up. A game on Toronto, Detroit, Houston, Seattle, they're all vying for that second wild card spot. It'll be an interesting last 2 weeks of the Major League Baseball season. The National League wild card is going to be interesting as well. The Giants could play themselves out of the playoffs. They're only 1 game up in that second wild card spot against the Cardinals. So we'll see what happens there as well. Some big games. Some big series that start tonight. We have Baltimore and Boston. We also have the Dodgers taking on the Giants. The Dodgers are up 5 games in the National League West. We'll keep you up to date on all the Major League Baseball. that next on my next show on Friday. Thank you for listening to my show. Again, my next show will be Friday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk college football. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk anything else going on in the world of sports. Have a blessed rest of your week. God is good. Trust in Him. We'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.